Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Zach, and Matt.
Hello.
Today we're playing Fortnite. We're talking Andor Season 2, Episodes 7, 8, and 9. I only watched 7 and 8, but I watched a recap of what happened in 9, so don't worry.
Actually, 9 was literally an hour. I was like, oops.
9 was amazing, though. It was the best episode of Andor I think we've ever had.
Thinking about it, it
was great.
It was great. Really good.
It was everything about it was everything I wanted Andor to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tight. It was gripping. It was
It was action-packed. And it was cutting down unarmed people.
It had a lot of intrigue, resolution.
It had, like stuff happening, like Mon Mothma, like, moving to the Rebellion.
It had me winning a prop bet.
Which is what?
That Mon Mothma would, like, directly confront the Emperor. Like, no. That she would, like, be, like, explicitly pro... anti.
Like
listen, you still haven't listened. Go back and learn nothing for this podcast.
Schedule. Wow.
Yeah, we can see that's running like a
friend.
Yeah. No, there was a bit about her like being explicitly anti Empire or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. I listened to it.
You listened to it, Zach?
Yes, I did. I was curious what prop bets you guys came up with.
Mm.
And it was cute. I like the one about the sister.
Well, you know.
Yeah, another one like that I won.
Three more episodes to go.
Anybody want that lightsaber?
Yeah, I do.
You know what the best part of the show is?
What's that?
The capes. The costumes in general, the capes especially. It looks so good.
All right. I was going to get started.
Okay, go ahead.
You're like, what's up, buddy? Episode 7 begins on the Yavin base. Mm-hmm. And I was going to... And I don't know how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like I always thought the rebels were on Dantooine until, like, recently.
No, Dantooine was fake.
No, it's not fake. There was a base there, and then they left.
It said it's been abandoned for some time.
Yeah, but, like, mm-hmm. I thought it would be more than, like... 2 years is like a very long time.
I guess they forgot about Dantooine.
Maybe Dantooine is like a different base and Yavin's still the main base.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not like a massive discontinuity or anything. It's just I thought I was always under that impression.
Wait, can we have another prop bet? Do you guys think that Wedge is going to show up?
The show's almost over.
Yeah, do you think he's going to show up in the next 3 episodes?
No.
There's always a chance.
They would need to have a whole season based on Wedge if he was going to
okay.
be in.
Okay, what about General Dodonna?
Maybe. He was already name dropped, but I feel like anything he would do, that other guy would.
Sagarera?
The other guy.
What other guy?
The guy who's like, are you leaving? And like, okay.
It was Dodonna, but he's not old enough.
And he doesn't have
he's in Rogue One. He is the boss that gets mad. And is all of all concerned when Cassian comes back and is upset.
Because he's like, Cassian doesn't obey.
He's the one who doesn't approve when they take the ship and leave.
That's know, like his job is to get mad when people take ships and
yeah. I think I only actually saw Rogue One once, but I feel like when he appeared, I kind of knew because they made a big deal about him coming, about him appearing.
I've only seen Rogue One once, and I was very confused later. We can get into that later. Anyway.
Yeah, he's a stickler for the rules and for commitments, and so he gets upset when everyone decides to just get in the ship and leave.
It is kind of funny that the whole theme of this episode, this series of episodes is actually being in a rebel actually means like bureaucracy and you can't just do whatever you want to do all the time.
Yeah, they're getting organized.
Yeah, it is kind of funny though that he's a stickler for the rules of following orders when it's literally a bunch of rebels who don't want to, you know, who don't want to follow orders and live under dictatorial rule.
Well, we see what happens when they don't have rules. That was in the first episode, those dudes fighting over the TIE fighter.
Yeah, good point.
Yep, you're right.
Then also, it's kind of funny. This reminds me of a classic DC Comics moment. I think it's from Rock of Ages or one of those ones with the Injustice League.
Team coming in from behind.
Where Lex Luthor says, we're dealing with people who have almost a pathological aversion to any kind of authority, i.e. supervillains. You're going to need to watch out for that if you're going to work with them.
Uh-huh.
I took my car!
Hey, you're the only one left!
It's you. Kill them all,
Jabberjay. We did him some damage.
Yeah. All right. So Andor reunites with, I guess, Will, and we learn that he's broken up with Luthen. They are not working together anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's like his Corellian pants.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's like living with Bix, right? There's like.
Yeah.
They're off at the rebel base living on.
They're domestic base. Living.
Off base. Not on base. They're living off base.
Yeah.
To enjoy the sanctity of Yavin.
I keep looking at the background, waiting to see like some of the other characters from the cartoons.
Mm.
Like we see in Rogue One, or at least hearing like reference to them.
Yeah.
Like in Rogue One. I was like, maybe we'll see. No, nothing yet. So prop bet, do we see any of them show up?
Not doing prop bets. The season's almost over.
So what?
Shut up.
We have a whole.
Who makes the rules? Nobody.
Okay. Who's your but anyway. People from cartoons? No, I say no.
I think Ahsoka's going to show
up. Oh, wow. That's a spicy take.
So you know who might show up? Captain Rick.
Okay.
Captain himself.
Tamora Morrison himself. Wow.
They have his phone number.
But not his paycheck.
Yeah, this show has a huge budget. Are you kidding? Me?
They did really good.
The Acolyte.
They put it on writers, the Acolyte.
I was just going to get back to it. Yeah, so we're there, and we see Will, and who's not all strung out and high, like Saw.
Yeah.
So I guess the addiction didn't take hold, didn't take full root.
There's a lot
which was kind of sad. I kind of was really hoping to see him all hung.
It really seemed like they dropped that plot thread, like, that's it. Maybe it'll come back in the next episode.
Skipping back because I'm skipping ahead when he's all like beat up after the Gorman thing. Maybe he goes to the Rhodium or whatever.
But he has his woman now with him. He doesn't need drugs, but he has the love of a good woman.
Coming back was kind of caught me off guard. I was like, oh wait, is that her?
When it was, especially when it was not well, I guess we're jumping ahead, but especially when it was yesterday. It was yesterday, and he's like, I'm going off with her, and then. Boom, she's at Yavin the next day with all three of them. Okay.
Well, no, because she's on Gorman.
Yeah, I'm Gorman.
Get off planet so easily. Is the Empire, like, bad at this or something?
Yes. No, the writers are bad at it. Please don't jump ahead. All right, so Andor learns, so Will tells him that they're going to do an assassination mission. They're going to kill Dedra on Gorman.
Yeah. Targeted killing.
And Andor is already, kind of wants to get out. He's already kind of that he doesn't want to be there anymore. But Will is tries to convince him to do one more mission for the Ro-O-O.
Well,
wrap up a loose end.
Revenge.
Yeah, revenge. For Ferrix.
But no, it's not about revenge. It's about justice.
What happened on? Can you guys remind me what happened on Ferrix?
Him
that's
and
where they're from.
Yeah, I know, but like, and I remember Dedra was there at Cyril.
She killed Tim. She got, I don't know. It was bad. I don't remember.
Marva too.
Well, Marva was kind of dying anyway, right?
But Marva wasn't dead, and she was dead after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checks out.
Okay.
It wasn't good.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't remember. I remember obviously the broad strokes of what happened on Ferrix, but I don't remember the specifics of, you know, Andor and Cyril, which will be relevant in the next episode, right? Who knows what? Who's mad at whom?
Well, Cyril, like, and Andor, didn't they, like, fist fight on Ferrix also?
Yeah.
Well, he was after Andor because Andor killed his partner, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I remember Cyril was after Andor in season one.
Space prostitutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Hey kids, Star Wars. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So and then while they're getting ready to do that, we learn it's the Empire is finally moving forward. It's time to relocate the Gorman so they can get the unobtainium.
That's right.
Right.
And yeah, the manufacture some consent.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh man, the scenes with like is this in the second episode actually with like the young like Imperials who are so green and they don't know what they're doing?
Yeah, that's
oh my god, it's so brutal.
They don't know how to march. They start
yeah. And their poor commander's like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. I'm not happy. All right. So and then so Cyril learns he's out of the loop. He doesn't know
what's nothing.
And he's like incensed. And I feel like the show didn't do the groundwork to make Cyril actually pro Gorman. They didn't. I didn't really buy it.
I think that there are deleted scenes, and I agree because there's like a part where he runs and tells the like daughter of that like one guy, like I needed to see you. I was like, are they having an affair? And it was just like it was such a weird thing to say. And I'm like, I feel like there were scenes left between the two of them that we didn't see.
Yeah. Have these characters literally ever spoken to each other before?
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, well, he's going native is the idea. Okay.
No, I should not need. We've been playing this for years. I should not need to tell you when the storm.
No, I think you just.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so yeah, it's a weird mixture of characters that randomly appear and have connections, and you're like, wait, what? How did this all happen again? Like,
yeah,
you know, it's bad when I'm just like,
yeah.
Okay, so then we have the scene with the Force Healer, and we learn that Andor apparently doesn't believe in Force healing
because Marva didn't like it.
Doesn't trust it because Marva doesn't trust it. But do we think Marva didn't trust it or didn't like it because she secretly thought that Cassian was force sensitive and might reveal himself?
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, it seems like
Marva in like a wheelchair or something.
No,
eventually.
Oh, like maybe that's why she didn't like force healers, because they would give her false hope or something.
Maybe. I was like, oh, maybe Cassian's gonna be force sensitive. That's going to be a thing, and never.
So anyone who's lucky in Star Wars is force sensitive?
Maybe. Well, it's also because she could sense it. I was like, well, she sensed them from like way out there without any notification. Like, it feels like maybe it might be the case.
In Obi-Wan's experience, there's no such thing as luck.
Obi-Wan never told you.
Right?
You betrayed and murdered your father.
Obi-Wan. Yeah. No, I agree, it's a little bit silly that everybody's force sensitive in Star Wars.
Yeah. Let's go get that tower.
I mean, the OT started it. We, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think once
Han and Leia were all like force sensitive.
That was the trilogy.
Yeah, he's lucky, and she's like, I sense it. Whatever.
The Force is in everybody.
Yeah, it penetrates us, flows through us.
It's just a matter of whether or not you can fully connect with it. It's still there.
It'll just be a Korean count.
But you know it's there.
Well,
it's
your midichlorian count. All right.
The Rogue One guy runs traffic control. Donna wants Cass, but Cass says, he says one more job and then he's out.
Yeah.
This isn't even really a job. It's just him doing what he wants to do.
No, because Luthen sends him. Luthen is the one who gives him the information. So it's the last job for Luthen.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, all right. So we talked about the Steelers. Zero. They wrote that down. Zero got slapped. Remember, Dedra slaps him.
Yeah, for questioning.
Where's the part where he chokes her? Is that the second episode?
Yes, in the next episode.
Okay, that part was really harrowing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
so. Memorable.
Also, he has a sniper. He has a sniper nest in his hotel room. I don't know how he's planning on getting out after shooting her, but.
Yeah, whatever. Like, what was the escape plan here?
Let's kill. I'm killing.
Bad guys, Matt.
Oh, God.
So the last thing I have for this one is there's troopers above his hotel room, and they never explain how he dealt with them. Do you remember he uses that mirror thing to look above his...
He doesn't deal anything to them. He just watches, and he knows that they are there.
Yeah, he doesn't really need to do anything.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he never ends up shooting out the window anyway.
So, yeah, he doesn't... Yeah, yeah. I guess by switching to the plaza, he was like, I guess I don't need to worry about those particular stormtroopers, just all the other stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just needs the ability to cover his ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's where the episode 7 ends. So the next one is his buddy is with a new girl. You guys remember that Will was with a girl in the...
Yes, I'm like, he needs to get his brain out of his you-know-where. I've died.
Yeah.
Oh, I got sniped.
Yep. They're right there.
Anyway, so yeah, Will needs to like cool it with the girls.
He loves the ladies.
That's why he keeps getting in trouble.
Especially when he's willing to sacrifice himself for a girl he met just one BBY year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so the old man on Gorman figures it out. It's too late. It's a trap. They want us to attack. Now we're headed your way.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's described as a personal trip, right?
Yeah. So the march gets underway. The peaceful protest gets underway. And Guru had a funny observation. She said, "How is this Star Wars? Nothing about this is Star Wars.
Like,
there's no lightsabers. There's no Luke. There's no Han Solo. Is it going to be revealed that Andor is Luke's father or something?"
She didn't say that, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Luke's father is. Was she paying attention?
She hasn't. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Anyway, no, it's good. Star Wars isn't only Jedi. It's good.
I agree.
I told her she's a true Star Wars fan, where she hates anything new that's different from the original trilogy.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Guru's like, "Where's the Force? There's no Force."
There's Force.
There's barely Force.
You're just talking about the Force.
Guru, people like this show because it doesn't have the Force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people.
Okay. Some people. Okay, so he has his little scope thing, and I didn't laugh out loud. That would be a comic exaggeration, but I did find it very amusing when he looks through the scope at Dedra's like balcony, and she's making the classic Dedra face when he looks at her.
Okay,
she has the worst case of RBF.
So that actress plays the voice of Yennefer in The Witcher, by the way. And I saw a reel about her talking about her scowls in this, and she's like, even I think they're a bit much.
It's a lot of scowls.
Yeah.
It's crazy how, like,
they're so good.
How conventionally unattractive she is on this show.
Well, she looks great, like, normally. Yeah, like, it really, like, make her look unattractive on the show.
Yeah, if you guys say so.
Okay, so the imps provoke. They provoke a fight. Cyril gets mad.
Oh my god, wait, stop. The scene where Cyril is, like, led into that room with the K-droids, the K-2 droids,
is
so intimidating. The droids just sitting there, the one, like, staring at him is so creepy. It was really good. But anyway, Cyril, he gets impatient, and he's pissed off. Because he sees the protests forming and how they're not doing anything. They're just letting them get more and more agitated. So he goes in. There's some light domestic violence.
Yeah.
I would say pretty intense domestic violence.
Moderate domestic violence?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like any amount of domestic violence is like... what'd you guys think of it?
Out of place.
Yeah, just, it was pretty out of character for him, honestly. Like we're saying, maybe there's stuff left on the cutting room floor that would have explained it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I don't believe that he suddenly loves these Gormans so much.
Yeah.
He's willing to, like, attach his lady.
His lady love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has also been, like... living amongst them deep undercover for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And he just thinks he's there to trap the rebellion.
Gone native.
He's not deep undercover. He's literally still working for the Empire.
Come on.
Deep undercover is their relative.
Yeah.
He talks to that one guy. He talks to the rebels.
Yeah, but. You know. Yeah. And the thing is, he thinks he's doing a very noble thing.
Mm. Yeah, he's trying to capture the rebellion.
And capture Cassian. Like, that's his like whole goal, to track down Cassian.
Yeah.
And now, no, you're here to kill civilians.
Yeah, I like the part where Dedra says, we'll be rewarded. He said, for what? What exactly have we accomplished?
Yeah.
Good question.
All right. Episode 8. The barricades are up, the mining starts, the crowds are marching, and then we have the line from the guy who works at the desk who says, rebellions are built on hope.
Yeah.
He stole that line. How dare he take...
I laughed very hard at that part.
I thought Jalen was the one who said that line.
Jalen.
Jyn Erso?
No. Jyn.
Cassian says it to Jyn.
And then Jyn says it in the meeting.
Okay. All of this material.
Yeah,
they did a lot in these three episodes to address things that happened in Rogue One. So it's fascinating.
So the Empire uses a false flag to justify shooting a bunch of Gormans, and it's some pretty good tension, I thought.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
Lots of scary stuff, and then just everyone's shooting all over the place. But despite that, Andor doesn't just leave. He's like, I still want to get Dedra.
That's it.
Yeah, even in the middle of like a huge like shit show massacre, he's very devoted to his mission.
His revenge.
I'm gonna do what I came here to do.
Did you guys predict that he was going to get K2SO? Yeah.
Actually, I mean, when I saw them, I was like, it's obviously, you know, K2SO, but like, I don't know if I necessarily thought, oh, he's definitely going to take one from this particular incident. Hey. I'm sure the Empire uses them elsewhere. Right.
Well, they should. They're goddamn unstoppable.
That's after buying a giant truck.
Giant truck.
Until a hover sled runs into them, then they're not so invincible.
Yeah, you're right.
That was fun. Okay, so we get the big fight, Cyril versus Andor.
Oh my god. Why did people start taking self-defense?
We should have watched the recap, or at least I should have, because so Cyril's like he's practically part of the rebellion. He hates, you know, he hates the Empire, and then the moment he sees Andor, he's like, I'm gonna kill him.
No,
well, no.
Cassian killed his partner.
Yeah.
One and two, he's not part of the rebellion. He's still trying to feed them with false information. He's still using them.
Yeah.
The fact that he just doesn't want, he just doesn't like the fact that they're gonna be massacred.
Right.
All right, yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, I feel like in a more traditional show, Cyril would have, like, a heel turn moment. Like, not a heel turn moment. But, like, he becomes a good guy. He does the right thing. And then he dies.
It just didn't do a great job of showing that he actually was sympathizing with the Gormans.
He did do a good job showing he sympathized with the Gormans, just not in a way that makes sense that he suddenly cares about humanity.
Maybe he could have gone to his motivations of like why he joined the Empire in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Because he likes order. He thought the Empire. They talk about it. I mean, it's definitely in the first season where he's all about order and making sure, you know, he fully believes that, you know, the Empire has the best chance of making things better for people, right?
Right. Anyway, yeah, he's really, like, beating the crap out of Cassian. Yeah.
I guess he's been taking mixed martial arts or something, because he's crushing people.
Classic, also, where Cassian's like, who are you?
He's a bureaucrat, is what he is.
Yeah.
He's a desk jockey.
I liked it at first when he just kind of surprises Andor and is able to get a good shot at him. When he kind of wasn't ready, but then once they start doing the martial arts, I was like, yeah.
When they start fighting?
Well, you know.
Well, like, when they're able to reset and, like, keep the fight, it goes on and on for a while, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, so the droids show up and they're so scary, the killer droids.
Wait, we're not going to talk about Cyril dying? Best character.
Yeah, I know, so sad.
In particular, is pretty brutal with like the characters just eating it.
Just getting popped.
Yeah, and also the characters who just like disappear and never come back, like Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis, that's a terrible example.
Oh, what do you mean?
He's there for the prison plot. It would be stupid. In my opinion, it would be stupid if he came.
It would be It'd be Hollywood awesome. For him to come back, which is why it's more impressive he hasn't come back.
It'd be very good if he came back.
It would be very Hollywood.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Very fan service.
Come on, Josh.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. So the cyber shoes.
So Cyril dies. I'm not like you, Alon. I've never been the biggest fan.
You're a crazy dude. He was great.
Zach's going to do the show differently from the rest of us.
Okay, so Wilson won't leave his love. We talked about that. His one true love that he met.
Oh, did you guys like when the lieutenant is like smiling during the massacre?
Yeah.
He's like,
creepy.
He has like a little smile to himself.
Yeah.
I didn't notice anything.
Everything is advancing as I have foreseen. Yang, yang, yang.
Also, do you think it was interesting where he says that he's the trigger, but Deirdre is the finger? Bear. Ultimately, her responsibility, not his.
Yeah, I needed to, like, I was like, at first I was a little confused when he said that. I had to take that kind of a double take. Like, what? What is he saying?
Yeah.
She's a finger?
What? I'm giving you the finger.
Yeah. All right. And so Cyril, they fight. He's shot by the old man. But then they run from the droids. And so the massacre does a good. I think the massacre is well done. But then the Empire's like shutting down the planet, and they need to run. And they have time for like a casual conversation and like goodbye, I'll miss you. Goodbye, I'll miss you. And then wait, let's like loot this droid. It's like ZJ being like, wait, we gotta loot. We gotta loot. You know?
Actually, it'd be great. Speaking of stealing a droid for research purposes, we never find out what they wanted the TIE fighter for, or like if they used it for anything.
The advanced TIE fighter?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. They did something with it, research and development. You know.
Well, I hope they talk about it when they're like, "Hey, we're gonna break into the Death Star," and also like, it's
they just like TIE stealing fighter. Plants. They like stealing plants.
It might come back. I hate to sound like Jay, but it might come back in the in these next episodes. It all ties together.
My fan theory that I'm going to write down in a novelization is, they put some kind of electronic countermeasures into their X-Wing, which was how they were able to be 30% more effective against the TIE fighters in the Battle of Yavin.
Or was the only prototype, and now they can't make another one.
Only the prototype.
I'm pretty sure they still have the blueprints.
Okay, so everybody runs away, and everybody's sad. Andor's sad. Deirdre's sad. Deirdre's
very sad.
And Cyril's
mom. There's a TIE fighter.
To be sad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think we see Cyril's mom in this part.
We see her watching TV.
Yes, we do.
But we don't see her, like, knowing that she's actually dead.
I think she kind of...
She's watching Fox News, and she looks disturbed. I do think that... This happens so often on TV shows, but I do wish they had shown more of a reaction to, like Deirdre finding out who's dead or whatever. You know?
Dude. Yeah, I agree. It was kind of like in Colditz, where they don't show the Tom Hardy initial reaction.
Yeah, or like in Game of Thrones, where they don't show them finding out Jon Snow is Targaryen.
Nope, I didn't think that's true. Okay, so the next episode,
You got the kill.
This is the one I didn't watch, but I watched the first 10 minutes where she says, the Emperor went too far, we got to do something about it. And then Andor says, one last job, which is to get Mon Mothma out.
Is it the beginning of 9 or at the end of the other one, of 8?
It's the beginning of 9.
Dang, dude, we're moving on.
To go from the Gorman massacre straight to Coruscant?
Yeah, they don't see directly there. I mean, yeah, I know. They're real bad spies. I forgot to say this earlier, but during the Gorman massacre, or before it, he's like, Cassian, like Will is calling him Cassian. Like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or should
It's a show. You guys have to take it from here, because that's all I watched.
All right, so 9, the best episode of Andor ever. Yes, here we go. At the beginning, the senator from Gorman is arrested. And he's like, to the world, what you know, tell them. I really didn't like... I guess, no, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. I wasn't a huge fan of how the Gorman massacre was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
They could have made it like a couple of days. It would have been fine.
Yeah, it would have been fine. Like, to arrest him the next day when they don't even really know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Empire for you.
And maybe 6 hours. Maybe they're like 48 hours. Anyway, Mon Mothma is like, I gotta make the best speech ever. And Bail, you're gonna do it with me. And Bail's like, no, I'm not. I will.
So noble.
Right. Mon Mothma and Bail talk. And I don't know what happened, but it's such a bummer that it's not Jimmy Smith.
It was scheduling conflicts. They just couldn't coordinate.
I know.
I honestly can't tell the difference between them. I thought it was Jimmy Smith's. They look really similar.
Seriously, please.
I thought it was him for like a second.
Okay.
No, they look completely different. That's insane. It's insane. That's just insane. No, I'm not. Marked a new spot.
Whoever played Mon Mothma.
Yes, that's the same person.
From A New Hope.
Oh yeah, Caroline Frankenstock. She's like a million years old. You know, she's in Downton Abbey, right, Alana? Yep.
Who was she?
I don't know. She was like some old lady.
Do you have her graph?
Mon Mothma needs to give the speech, then escape to Yavin. Bail's like, I'll get you out. And then later, Luthen's like, no. Bail's team is compromised. You have to go with my guy.
Right.
And she finds out that her assistant has been working for Luthen, and she doesn't like that at all.
Yes, she doesn't like Luthen.
Yes, she's mad because Luthen killed her best friend, Tay.
And finally figured it out.
The guy with the hair.
Yes. I did like the part where they're like, I found a listening device, and Mon Mothma's just like, I need to practice my speech. It's like, oh, Mon Mothma. She's so...
Yeah.
She's ready to go.
Priorities.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, so Andor wants to pack it in. He wants to be done. Oh yeah, Mon Mothma crushes the bug, which was bad.
Yeah, that was dumb of her.
Yeah, that's like operational security. That's like counter spying 101.
Yeah,
she's not a spy, so
she's supposed to be a smart person.
I like how the show has like the Dune Imperium thing, or like coup, where you have the politician, and then you have the planner, and then you have the operator. They all do different jobs. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, so they jump to the problems. Yes, your Myers are valid. Oh yeah, it bothers me. It's supposed to be a spy show. They keep saying Yavin. What about Yavin? I'll meet you on Yavin. Like, yeah, let's keep saying the name of our secret base on Coruscant.
Yeah.
Also, isn't it called Yavin?
Yavin.
Yeah. Yavin.
I wonder if that's an homage to the Falcon versus the Falcon.
I mean,
Spice Merchant. Alana, did you get a new set?
You're welcome.
You spoil us. Jay's turns are going to take twice as long.
But yeah, I mean, to a degree, they're spies. But like, Will hasn't been really much of a spy. And if anything, he's become an anti-spy. He's just a...
Yeah.
Like, there's a million Yavins, I'm sure.
Even in the original trilogy, they say, I'll see you at the rendezvous. Which I appreciate.
Most of them shouldn't even know the name of the planet. Or the name of the system. They should just...
It didn't really bother me that much, though. It is kind of disappointing because they did other spy stuff really well.
Yeah, like what?
Well, we talked about in some earlier episodes where you had Cyril working the controlled resistance, but he didn't know everything. He was being worked by someone else. It's like schemes within schemes. So exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's true. Okay, so did you guys like the part where Bail says fear on Yavin?
I didn't see it.
He says to Mon Mothma, next year on Yavin.
Like next year in Jerusalem.
So this is when we learned that the Gorman massacre was yesterday. Okay, then the part where Bale's team fights. And again, that one woman is so bad at her job. She like gets on the phone and turns her back on the guy. So she can't see him coming when he comes out of the room. And then he's like, what is that? And she panics and kills him.
Yeah.
So they're not very good either. You guys have any thoughts on that fight?
Fun and exciting.
Okay.
What do you have to say about the fight?
I just said it. I thought she was bad at her job.
She was bad at her job.
Yeah, stuck. All right, so then we have the Mon Mothma speech where she calls out the Emperor. And then again, the Imperial security guy sucks at his job because he can't get it shut down. He's like, no, shut them all down. You guys remember that part? But he can't do it until she gets through her whole speech. And that part, part was kind of interesting, too, because she has like very little time to complete her statement, and you know that's what she says.
What did she
like,
say?
You know, well, like she could have gotten shut down at any minute, but she leaves off. She's like, "I've been, you know, I spent my childhood in the Senate." You know,
what didn't the rebels have a plan that she knew she had some extra time, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Still, it's like get to the point.
No, maximize your time and your efforts to try to satisfy all your needs.
So she explicitly calls out Emperor Palpatine by name. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name drop.
Yep. And then Andor runs into her. And this part is great. You know, it's like a very tense, like trying to escape from the Senate. Oh, one lady draws a blaster and then they kill her, takes her down. Do you guys like that part, Alana?
Yeah.
She's a rebel spy. That's great. Yeah.
I liked how it was kind of a callback to you. The original, like, Han and Leia. Like, it's like, do you trust them? Wait, who is this person? And then, like, you have to go through the hardships and the battles before you can be like, okay. And then, yeah, full in, all in on that, trust them. You go.
They escape, the building is getting locked down, they're, you know, it's like, it's, you know, there's not that much that happens, they're just, like, trying to find a way out. Tension.
They're trying to find a way out, and then they just do.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
The Emperor's bad at locking down buildings, I guess.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like a big, obvious walkway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the same as back in season one. It's the same as Mandalorian, Ahsoka. Like, it's always the case, right?
People seem able to escape from things really easily. That was my observation when you just flew away from the planet of grain, too.
Where the hell is all my money?
How about that part where they run into her driver and Cassian's like, hey, I got her.
Yeah, that was great. I thought he would play it out a little longer, actually.
Why? Cassian is not one for prolonging anything.
But it's like, he could have walked with the driver to the speeder and then killed him. No?
Cassian's the type of person who goes, hey, look at that. And they turn and just shoots. Like, that's his his whole shtick.
That's true. So they get into the speeder and fly away. And that was great. Very exciting. I wrote down that this is the way Andor should be. It's like exciting action, fighting the Empire with characters we know, but haven't explored a lot, learning things about how the original trilogy came to be. I was a big fan. And then the episode just keeps going. Right? So Jay, I need you, or Alana, I need you guys to explain this to me. There's a part where it cuts to Vel on Yavin, and there's a bunch of guys going through all their equipment. And she says, who does this blaster belong to you? And it cuts to like a bald guy. And he says, it's mine.
I have no idea.
Was that guy in Rogue? He must have been in Rogue One, right?
I guess so. I'm like, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Because Andrew and I were like,
I remember going, huh? But I don't remember why. I can't picture him.
Yeah, he was like standing behind a guy and then he steps to the side to reveal him. So it's like a dramatic moment.
But the internet has the answer.
I'll scan through the episode real fast. Continue on and I'll scan through the episode and I'll try.
Okay. Yeah, they never come back to it. So, all right. So then they're at the safe house and then this is the part where Will's at the safe house somehow. And I'm very confused by that.
Well, I mean, Luthen always has their way and has resources, so can easily provide. I mean, how does Cassian get around all the time?
Again, this is the part we talked about where Will decided to stay on Gorman with his lady love. And then the next day he's on Coruscant. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
This is fucking stupid.
All right. So then they go back to, and then, you know, Mon Mothma is like, you're the best, Andor. I love you.
Don't leave.
You're a great person. Oh, yeah. Life is a highway. And so they go, and then Bix is dutifully waiting for Andor on Yavin. She's just sitting there waiting for him. What did you think of that? What did you think of Dix dutifully waiting for Andor on Yavin?
Yeah, I wonder if shouldn't they be putting her to work? Yeah, like why aren't they making her like repair stuff?
I don't know.
Isn't she on her way out? In the YouTube, the recap that I saw, it said that was the big dramatic end of the episode was Andor leaves the rebellion. So I know we've talked about this already, but he definitely has not been in this fight since he was 9 years old. So that's a total lie.
Yeah, he is.
So Bix doesn't do it because, I mean, at this point, Luthen doesn't necessarily trust her. And, like, she's been trying to get Cassian out and, like, is now wants to be there. And so, like, they're doing their own stuff. So I don't know. She's never wanted to be part of, like, the full rebellion.
Now she does. It's like a weird role reversal where suddenly she's the devotee and he wants to settle down and have babies. That's all he wants.
I mean, this flips from the last set of show, the last set, where she's now like, you don't trust me, I'm worth, like wants all in. Like, the last set of shows, episodes was where that trigger flip, where she wants to take control of her own life, right? Because she's been haunted this whole time, and now can finally take control. And I finally get money, I can buy, a silver.
Right, Andor wants to settle down and have babies. And this, again, this show, like, have fewer Mon Mothma having the same conversation over and over again, and have Andor lay the groundwork for this revelation.
Yeah.
You know, like have them, like look at the Gormans walking hand in hand together and smile wistfully to himself, wishing that he could have something like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure that's a lot of, like, character stuff. They don't do much with him. He's still boring, right, Matt?
That was your observation last season. Yes, he's extremely boring. He's still boring. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I stand by it. And right. And then have Bix, like, I mean, she has, like, the Empire's, like, really been bad to her. So that part didn't really come out of nowhere. I was fine with that. But yeah, the part where she says, I'm choosing for both of us to keep fighting was cold-blooded.
Yeah. I think they could have had couples counseling. It would have been fine.
Yep. Did you guys notice in the part where Andor is running to try to find Bix, like he's in a romance rom-com, and, you know, obviously she's not there, he's dressed like Han Solo?
Yeah, I noticed that.
He
had worn those pants before?
Yeah, he had the Han Solo pants with the stripe.
Yeah, he had the Han Solo pants, he had the belt, he had the shirt. I don't know. And then last but not least, they have the most dramatic droid activation of all time.
Which droid is that?
K2SO. Okay. Well, because it's extremely dramatic.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't necessarily retcon Rogue One, but it flushes out a lot of it, because in Rogue One we only know that it was a reprogrammed droid, right? So we don't necessarily know, like, the full background. So the fact that it's a taken, like, he's like, K2 was on that planet, got smashed, was hauled away, and then completely revamped. Like, it just gave a lot more nuance to the... Like, these three episodes really felt like it was giving a lot more nuance to Rogue One. Like, that was the whole intention of these three episodes, was just to fill out more episodic information towards Rogue One.
Yeah, it's like they're running out of time. They're like, we have to do Rogue One stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like turning on K2.
It was so dramatic. It was like writhing.
Our boy, Alan Tudyk.
That's right. He's back, baby. Yeah. And that's the episode. And it was great. I really liked it. Hopefully there'll be more of that going forward. Give me some more of that, baby.
Okay, so I didn't recognize him, so I did go to the webs for the gun thing. So that gun is the original gun Cassian takes from Cyril, and he leaves it on that beach planet in that apartment. Right, and then he gets captured and sent to the prison, yada, yada, yada. Stirs on the rebellion, and when they get back to the planet, Cassian gives them that particular blaster before they split up.
Gives who that blaster?
He gives it to... Let's see. He escapes alongside another inmate named Roscott Melchi.
Melchi's definitely in Rogue One.
So that's Melchi.
Oh, I don't remember him being bald, though. But that name sounds familiar.
Short hair.
Yeah.
And then that's when, And that's how that all plays out.
So, So it was great. Hopefully the next three episodes will be just as great. But we'll find out. We will find out. Time for questions of the day? Yes?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay, question number one comes to us courtesy of Alana.
Alana?
Comes to us courtesy of Alana. If you were offered a brand new Cybertruck for free...
Oh, yeah. Zach, no!
I would, too. I would absolutely...
You know how much they're not worth anymore?
They're worth nothing.
Okay, great.
I highly doubt they're worth literally nothing. They're worth something, and thus I will take it.
You listen, even taking them for trade-ins.
A free car is a free car.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll be completely honest with you guys. This is a safe space. I never minded how they looked. I actually thought they looked kind of cool.
No.
Yeah.
We talked about it before, dude. I didn't say that I thought it looked cool, but I said I didn't mind how they look.
Yeah. I have no problem with them. Yeah. Okay. Crap.
Okay. I assume everyone else says no.
I would say yes, and I would just put some anti-Elon stickers on it and call it a day.
Yeah, see? That works.
Just leave it in the street. It'll be graffitied enough.
No, I'll have an anti-Elon thing, and then people won't graffiti it, because they know they have the correct thought.
No, yeah, people will still graffiti it.
I think a Tesla you can maybe get away with, but not a Cybertruck.
Yeah, because Cybertruck's like, Teslas people bought because they wanted an EV. Cybertrucks they bought because they like Elon.
Yeah.
They have too much money and not enough sense.
Yeah.
That's okay. I can live with that. Donna, you would say no?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
Okay, and Jay, you would say no?
No. No, thank you. Plus, I don't want No to the Cybertruck. It's not a real truck. It's made like shit. It looks like shit. I mean, it rusts. It falls apart. Fuck that car. And fuck that dude. If they would let me immediately trade it in for a slate, maybe, but I wouldn't even. Probably not even then. No, fuck that. Fuck
what
that
about car. A Tesla?
Take that truck. No, no. I don't have any interest in a Tesla.
Do you have other electric vehicles like the Honda something? Honda Leaf? You sound like...
I'm not completely opposed to EVs. I'm just... Yeah, I'm not supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like... Yeah, I just don't... Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Teslas. I mean, they're fine and all, but... I mean, there's plenty of other vehicles out there that you could have and run.
And then of all that bad blood.
Yeah.
Bad
blood. Like, I'm hoping that there's more competition for his stupid satellite internet, Starlink, one day.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Short answer, no. It's not a real truck. That thing sucks. It can't haul shit. Things fall out. The panels fall off. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. All right. We're coming down to... Oh, here it's the end of the game. Let's find out who won. It wasn't me.
Oh,
commanding. Oh, well. All right. So question number two is a question from me. I made it up myself. It's based in part off of a question I got from the Spitballers podcast. So shout out to them. Would you rather have everything in your day-to-day life taken care of? So no laundry, no grocery shopping, no cooking. Mm-hmm. You don't have to clean up. Everything in your day-to-day life is taken care of for you for free. So would you rather have that or once a year, a 2-week all expenses paid vacation?
The vacation.
No chores or a vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you don't have to do anything around your house all year round.
But instead you get one time vacation?
Once a year. Once a year you get a 2-week all expenses paid vacation.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, vacation. All day long.
Okay.
All the money I save, I would just hire somebody to clean my house.
You save on the vacation?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
How about you, Alana and Matt?
I don't know. I could really see it going either way. Yeah. I think either one is good.
Andrew called me, so what was the question?
God. No, it's okay that Andrew called you. It's just, it was kind of an in-depth question. It's so basically the short version is, would you rather have all the stuff you do around the house taken care of for free, like grocery shopping, laundry, cleaning, cooking, lawn care, all that stuff all year round for free, or every year have a 2-week all expenses paid vacation?
The cleaning one.
Controversial choice.
Yeah, Zach and Jay chose the vacation.
Because then I would plan my vacation with the free time I had.
See, but I don't want to waste money on my vacation. It's all expense for 2 weeks.
Yeah, presumably you could go like anywhere. That'd be a nice one.
I think
you get to enjoy the space more. More of your time is spent at your house.
Yeah, but I can keep the house pretty clean.
What did Matt say?
I haven't said anything yet.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think after hearing the arguments, I think I am going to go with the vacation because I know what it's like to have to take to do all that stuff, and it's not that bad. And I don't know what it's like to have a 2 week all expenses paid vacation. It sounds pretty nice.
No, it's good.
It'd be very tiring.
I didn't even do 2 weeks. I did one, and it was awesome.
What was it?
One, I got a free cruise from my brother for graduation, and it was dope. Not having to worry about anything was awesome.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
You don't like a cruise.
No, Jay, damn it. You got your lurker back. No, it backfired.
What?
Yeah. So I think I'm going to, yeah. So that's, I think I'd go with what I don't know. I mean, obviously, that would be nice, especially because I do a lot of that stuff anyway. But yeah. And dang it, Jay. That was my gift to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Question number three comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. This is a good one. Who is your least favorite celebrity?
Least favorite celebrity?
There's so many options to choose from.
Jared Leto.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Everything. Bad things.
Did he... Amber Heard's bed? Did he poop on Amber Heard's bed? Or on Johnny Depp's bed? The way Amber Heard did?
That's a rumor.
I think it was proven in a court of law.
Of it was.
Or was like submitted as evidence. Jay got the other lurker.
The temptation is to do one of the criminal ones, like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. I think that's like kind of...
Would it be more spicy to do, like, that's such an obvious choice. It's like
OJ Simpson. Yeah. I think let's ban the criminal.
Okay. Yeah. Your least favorite celebrity who's not an actual criminal.
He's not like an objectively, yeah, evil criminal. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Are there no?
I mean, people hate the Paul brothers, right? Because they're celebrities.
Yeah, I do not, just because I consume none of their content or know anything about them. So I'm completely disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I like it.
Yeah.
I do dislike Andy Samberg.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's my most disliked. Should I say Bo Burnham and Michelin and Matt? It's not really true. It's not true, though.
I mean, Matt's probably going to do it.
Bo Burnham? No, I don't. No, he's definitely not my least favorite celebrity.
Maybe, what's her name? Rachel Zegler.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say John Cusack and Mark Ruffalo for the same reason. God damn it, Jay, you're taking all my lurker stuff. I hate you so much. Cackle, cackle. Yeah.
Bella Ramsey?
No. I don't.
She's not that bad. It's okay. I'm sticking with Andy Samberg. Don't care. It's irrational.
I don't like Hannah Einbinder from Hacks, but I watch her show anyway. Alana?
What about her?
What's your answer?
I said Jared Leto!
Are you sticking with that?
Yes, he's a bad person.
I agree. That's
wow. Okay, sounds good.
Matt, you had yours.
Yeah, I said the two. I said I'm gonna go with John Cusack okay. And Mark Ruffalo.
Yes, he hasn't been official.
No alleged criminal either.
Yeah. All right. So, are we done here?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us next week for the end of Andor. You can catch us every week at twitch.tv/MCSlanty and group up with us next time at 8 p.m.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.